Sydney Rose Perlman is with us today. Palmerston North Dance Studio Anomaly and its dance crew Roar has been selected to represent our country at the Hip Hop Unite World Championships. They're being held in Portugal in October. They're the first mega crew from the Manawatu to ever qualify for the World Championships. And Sydney Perlman, who's a coach and choreographer and actually owns the Anomaly Studio, is with us. She hails from Montgomery in Alabama, but now calls the Manawatu home. Thanks for joining us on the program, Sydney. My name's Dale. A warm welcome. Kia ora.
Hi, Dale.
Hi, Sydney. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. We're so pleased to have our young people represented in the World Hip Hop Championships, wherever they are held. I'm not so familiar with them being in Portugal because a lot of teams over the years have headed to LA, if you will. But Sydney, isn't this great for our young people from Roar? Tell us about them and what pleases you most about what they've been able to achieve to get the nod to represent our country at this World Championships.
It's super exciting. We've been a dance studio for coming up 9 years now, and this has kind of been the goal since the beginning, to get our young people overseas and representing New Zealand on a world stage. It's usually done by crews from Auckland and kind of the bigger cities with the bigger dance communities. So to have a group of this size being able to represent, and of quite young people, the youngest in our crew is 12, and then we go right through to our oldest member is 22. So it's really cool to have kind of the younger people representing New Zealand, and from such a small dance community, we're really, really excited. So we just feel really honoured and really proud to be here and to have achieved it.
Tēnā koe. I guess a lot of these young people wouldn't have been overseas before, but it does put some pressure on their whānau because it doesn't come cheap, a trip to Portugal. How are you guys mobilising to get the pūtea needed to make this one a reality, Sydney?
Yeah, definitely. It is a bit of a hustle. So we've got quite a few fundraising initiatives going. None of our kids come from extremely wealthy backgrounds or anything like that. So everyone's having to put in the work to make this happen. And we've got a few parents going with us as well. So obviously that doubles the cost for them because Portugal is quite a long way away. And like I said, some of our kids are really young, so their parents want to come with them. And so we're at the moment, we're out there doing sausage sizzles. We've got raffles going. Some of our kids are doing lotto fundraisers. We have a Give a Little page that closes today, actually, that we've got up. And, yeah, just kind of putting in the work, reaching out to the council and applying for different funding as well. And they've been really awesome and supportive of us, so that's cool. But, yeah, just putting in the work. Some of our kids are at the races holding flags all day to raise money for themselves. And we have a really awesome, hard-working bunch of kids who are putting in the work, as well as their parents, because they've dreamt of this. So they're putting in the work to get there as well, which is really cool.
Fantastic. We've had some great results. What was I watching the other day? I think it was halftime with Jennifer Lopez, and there was Paris front and centre there for that amazing routine at the Super Bowl. I only raised that because as a choreographer, Sydney, our abilities in New Zealand have been noted, and our hip-hop, the quality of our hip-hop crews has been quite exceptional over the years. Talk with us about how hard these young guys have worked. I think 22 are going away in your crew, and I also note that you and your Tane J were part of the adult crew that ripped NZ at the World Champs in 2017 as well. So you guys have been there and now a chance to assist others to get that same vibe, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when our adult crew qualified, it was such an amazing experience. And from there, it was always our dream to get our young people there because we've become like a family at the studio. So it's kind of like you want to bring your kids along with you and let them have that same experience that you had. But yeah, like you said, the hip-hop in New Zealand is insane, and we qualify at such a high level and represent at such a high level that when we go to national competitions just in our own country, our kids are going up against the best in the world because we have the best hip-hop dancers in the world. So it's a really, really tough thing to actually qualify for a world championship, because you've got to go against all these amazing dancers from all over New Zealand, and who have represented multiple times, and some of our kids are fresh in for the first time. So, yeah, but so that's why we're so proud of what we've been able to achieve and to be able to get our kids there. And when our adult crew went over, we managed to place third on the podium. We got beat by two Russian crews who were just amazing. But, yeah, it was such an amazing experience, and we're so excited for our kids to have that as well.
And a lot of these travellers are Māori and Pacific kids with an opportunity to go to a place that few would know of, let alone get a chance to visit. The upshot of focus here, obviously, we've got the physical, but what would you say of the emotional support that is derived from this endeavour? I say that too because a lot of our young people go through challenging times, but here we have a focus, a positive focus, both physically and mentally. What role dance, hip-hop, in helping young people develop good traits to carry forward in life?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we see that all the time in the studio, the way that dance has the power to kind of change lives. And especially for our young people who are going through a lot, there's a lot on social media. They're kind of bombarded with all these different things all the time. Dance is such an escape for a lot of them. To be able to come into the studio and work towards a common goal. And there's not really a lot of room for slacking or for allowing your emotions to get the better of you, because you have to work if you want to reach that goal. So it enables them to kind of switch off from that stuff and just really harness the energy into something positive. And we've seen like so many young people changed through that, and just the positivity that it brings. Like you said, both emotional and physical, gets the endorphins going, which is great. But also, allows them to really push through a lot of what they're going through, and surrounds them with like-minded people. So young people who are going through the same stuff they're going through, we're all pushing together, we're all sweating together, which is a really, really positive thing. And we see the benefits of that every day in the studio, and even more so in this crew. It's been really awesome to see the young people really step up and take on the challenge, and show resilience even when it gets hard.
And of course, Kapa Haka can feature quite strongly in our tilts with hip-hop globally, and Māori concepts often sort of wired into performance because it stands out from other people, and that's the way we roll here in Aotearoa. Are you taking some kaupapa Māori into your routine?
Yeah, we're working on it. So our routine at the moment, we still have our routine that we did at Nationals, because we're performing at a few places before we go to Worlds. But yeah, so we're working on intertwining some of that stuff into our routine. And we're also, as a collective of the New Zealand group that's going over, I think there's like 84 dancers from across New Zealand who are going over to represent. We're putting together a haka, which will be performed at the opening ceremony of Worlds. And we did it when we went in 2017, and they opened with it, and then everyone loved it so much they got our team to do it again at the finals night as well, which was really, really cool.
Travel safe and fundraise well. Those sausage sizzles I can hear sizzling in the background down there in Manawatu. Thank you, Sydney. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Tēnā koe. It's been a pleasure. Amen.